do you call 12 people doing the work of one? A committee.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Are you a little tense? A bit on edge? Ready to snap? Well, you've come to the right place. Maybe. Today we're hoping to loosen you up with our top 5 jokes of the month. And as a bonus, my grandkids are going to provide some laughter. Unless the jokes aren't funny. Are you ready? Number 1, a turtle is crossing the road when he's mugged by 2 snails. When the police show up, they ask him what happened. The shaken turtle replies, "I don't know. It all happened so fast." Number 2, a highway patrolman pulled alongside a speeding car on the highway. The officer couldn't believe his eyes. It was an elderly woman sitting behind the wheel knitting. Knitting! The trooper rolled down his window and yelled to the driver, "Pull over!" "No," the woman yelled back, "sweater!" She was one witty little knitter, don't you think? A witty little knitter. Say that 3 times real fast. Number 3. A lady was pregnant and went into a coma. After some time, she awoke to find she wasn't pregnant anymore. The doctor assured her, "It's okay. While you were in a coma, I delivered healthy twins by C-section. Thankfully, your brother came and named them for you." "What did he call them?" the new mom asked. "Well," said the doctor, "your daughter's name is Denise, and your son's name is DeNephew." The grandkids aren't laughing. That's how bad that one is. Number 4. A business was looking for office help. They put up a sign in the window saying, "Help wanted, must be able to type and must be bilingual." A short time afterwards, a dog walked into the building. He looked at the sign and wagged his tail, then walked over to the receptionist. Unsure of what to do, the receptionist got the office manager. The office manager was surprised. However, the dog looked determined, so he led him into his office. The manager said, "I can't hire you. The sign says you have to be able to type." The dog went to the computer and proceeded to type out a perfect letter. "Incredible," said the manager, "but I still can't give you the job. The sign says you have to be bilingual." The dog looked him straight in the face and said, "Meow." Number 5. An employee sees his boss arrive at work one day in a brand new Lamborghini. "Wow, that's an amazing car," the employee says. "I wish I had one just like it. That must have cost you a pretty penny." The boss stands up, looks the employee in the face and says, "Yes, it did. And do you know something? Next year, if you work really hard, and you do lots of overtime, and you do your absolute best, then maybe..." "Yes, yes," said the employee. The boss looks into the employee's eyes and says, "Then maybe I'll have another one next year."
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, maybe you feel a bit like that employee today. You're working hard so someone else can get a shinier car. The writer of Ecclesiastes puts it this way in chapter 2, verse 11. "When I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind." So we should ask, who are we working for? Doug Sherman is the author of a great book, Your Work Matters to God, and he's no advocate of toiling to constant exhaustion, but it was helpful for me to read this. The path to really enjoying your job is to have a warm personal relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus, and to make Him the controlling center of each workday. God bless you, my friend, as you work this day. Go the extra mile, would you? Unless you're a taxi driver.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.